Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. So let's go and get it going. All right.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
Nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen, what's the deal? Y'all know what it is. Elder Andre Prevost on the MICA, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. And this is the Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Amen. My brother in Christ, amen, the Holy Apostle, Elder Nate Curry will be joining us shortly. He will be bringing forth a word from the Lord. For now, let's get this thing started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on this morning. Lord, we are simply asked, Lord, that your Holy Spirit fall fresh on this morning. Lord, we want to feel you in a mighty way. We want to hear from you on today. We thank you in advance for the revelation that you are about to put in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord. Our ears are open, our souls are open, and we are receptive to receive the word of God on today. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And once again, Lord, we thank you. Once again, we magnify you. Once again, we praise you. Once again, we lift you up, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified, Lord. With 1,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough, but they tell us that hallelujah is the highest praise. So we say hallelujah on this morning. We adorn your name on this morning. We lift you up on this morning. You said if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. So we lift you up this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. You are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you for everything we've been through. Hallelujah. Everything you're taking us through. Hallelujah. And everything we're about to go through, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know everything we go through, Lord, is for purpose. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for the purpose you have put in each and every last one of our lives. And once again, we praise you. We magnify you and we lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On today, we thank God. Hallelujah for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. This is the Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building and joining us momentarily will be my brother in Christ all the way from California, the West Coast. Amen. I'm talking about Apostle Elder Nate Curry. Will be joining us shortly, bringing forth a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, amen. We are thankful this morning to be on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to keep every week we have to lift up. We have to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And praying is something we should be doing all the time. Every day, praise God. Hallelujah. But it seems like every week there's another hallelujah mass shooting going on. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And we've been in the book of Revelation the past few weeks, so we know, hallelujah, amen, these things would happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But when will the world realize they have to change their ways? We all, hallelujah, have to get together and change. Amen. In order for this thing, amen, to be flipped around. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said it like this. Hallelujah. If you do good, I'll bless you. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Amen. If you do evil, I'll curse you. Hallelujah.
Wow,
it's that simple, praise God, hallelujah. In one scripture, he said, if my people who are called by my name, hallelujah, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, hallelujah, amen, and turn from their wicked ways. See, the problem is, praise God, ain't nobody turning, ain't nobody praying, ain't nobody doing these things, ain't nobody seeking God's face, and he was specific. He said, if my people, hallelujah, my people who are called by my name, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And we all want to brag on being children of God. Hallelujah. Children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Everybody's walking around. Hallelujah. Calling themselves a Christian. Hallelujah. Where the root word, the Christian, is Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So when he say those people who are called by my name, glory to God, you call yourself a Christian and you got people calling you Christians, you need to act like one. Hallelujah, you need to turn from your wicked ways. You need to pray. You need to seek God's face. Hallelujah,
yes,
he's saying
Lord.
You're
yes,
the reason.
Hallelujah.
Why you pointing the finger and saying they need to stop. Hallelujah, they need to get their stuff together over there, praise God. Hallelujah, the Lord is saying you the reason. You the one called by my name. If you would humble yourself and pray, hallelujah, and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then I would heal from heaven. Then I will heal the land. The land is sick, glory to God. Hallelujah, because there's a bunch of people calling themselves Christians, calling themselves Jews, and they ain't. Hallelujah, praise God.
Wow.
They're sweating, they undercover, they lying. Hallelujah, they perpetrating the fraud, glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us at one time, hallelujah, in the near future that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's going to come to a point where you're going to have to bow down. It's going to come to a point, hallelujah, amen, where you're going to have to confess, praise God. But before it comes to that, hallelujah, you can get it right today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Maybe that's why God sent you to this broadcast today. Maybe that's why, hallelujah, you listening in today, amen, because God got a word for you.
Amen.
Praise God
amen.
On today. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you on today. We thank God for everybody in attendance, everybody present. If you're just joining us, this is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. We about to hear a word from the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. From my brother in Christ. Amen. The Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, is getting ready to come forth with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And just hallelujah, a few minutes, praise God, before he comes forth. Amen. We want to drop. Amen. This make sure I can find it here. We want to drop this song, hallelujah, in your spirit. Praise God. It's called Sorrows. Praise God. It's by the rapper Hezekiah. Y'all check this out, and we're going to be right back in a sec.
Good evening. I'm Kristen Welker in for Lester. We begin tonight with the new front in the war on COVID-19. That new, more contagious strain of the virus, first identified in Britain, has now been found in two U.S. states, Colorado and now California. There are new questions tonight about just how widespread it already is. This as health officials vow to pick up the pace of the vaccine rollout after acknowledging the effort has
fallen. You need a bingo on the news. All of the prophecy coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through. Euphrates River's drying up. The 12 tribes don't rise up. The devil knows it's time up. Messiah coming, I'm fired up. Rumors of war, we at the door. And the tribulation, please endure. In your patience, possess your soul. Earthquakes and pestilence coming more. Come up out of my people. Default Dundee is so much evil. These players is coming, they won't leave me. Famine nuclear missiles gon' kill that eagle. We got angels, they got demons. For the most I protect you and keep you. The love of many gon' ask call. And this tribulation gon' let you know. Your truth, they truth, my truth. His life, his death, the truth. No vaccine gon' mean some sacrifice. Would you lose it all to leave after life? These players are coming to the earth. America about to get hurt. Keep having visions, I'm alert. Babylon is going down, is in his word. Come up out of my peace. Jeremiah 50, pray I see. I'll be seeing angels, cause we need you. Having visions, I keep seeing yelling and screaming. A fake Messiah coming, don't let him deceive you. All them signs and line wonders gon' be evil. Messiah opening them seals. Keep them commandments, y'all, cause his body be real. Lockdown's coming back. Them plagues coming, nobody could send them back. Hold back your wings, heal your elect. Hold back your wings, heal your elect. You need a repent, go watch the news. All of the prophecies coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through.
Amen, amen. That was called Sorrows by the rapper Hezekiah. Go look that up on your YouTube channels. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let that be a blessing to you. Amen. Praise God. Once again, that song is called Sorrows by Hezekiah. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Amen. I hope y'all are ready to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. On today, praise God. Hallelujah. Because getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Representing Los Angeles, California. Praise God. Amen. Is the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about none other than my brother in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wouldn't say my partner in crime, but we ain't doing no crimes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about none other than the apostle himself. Praise God. Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands at this time. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on today.
Amen, amen. Thank you, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody, amen, lift your voice and give God some praise. Amen. Somebody bless the Lord right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If he's been good to you, come on and clap those hands and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you know he's been good, come on, give him the praise. Hallelujah. Ah, he is worthy of all praise. Somebody give him a hand of praise right now.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory to God. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just hear the Lord saying, praise me. Amen. Praise me. I know it's destruction and hell going on right now. Amen. But all of this, amen, it's in the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And see, God got us. Amen. While all this is going on. Amen. Whatever it is. Amen. Give him the praise. Because praise changes the atmosphere. Praise releases the supernatural power of God. Come on, give him a praise. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we give you the glory. Lord, we give you the honor. All of it belongs to you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because we're nothing without you, but we're everything with you. And we lift our voice and give you the praise, God. Hallelujah, that you deserve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God. Help me lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, that I'll draw all men unto me. Come on here,
yeah.
Somebody. That's the secret formula, amen, is if we lift him up, amen. And the thing is, how high can we lift him, amen? How high can you lift him? Hallelujah, glory to God. If you lift him high enough, glory to God, amen. People in your household will get saved. If you lift him high enough, glory to God, things in your situation will change. If you lift him high enough, he'll draw, glory to God. If we do the lifting, he do the drawing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And what you want to be drawn to you is a step away, and it's in your praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, this morning. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. Somebody need to make up in your mind, I'm going to rejoice today. Glory to God. He made the day for me. Glory to God. And he made it especially for me. So I'm going to thank him with my praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where there's two or three gathered in his name, that he said he would be in the midst. Come on and praise him. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
We need him this morning. I don't know about you, but we need him. I need him. All in this hell that's going on, people losing their mind. Amen. People don't know which way to turn. I need Obosandarabasando. Somebody need him this morning. Amen. And your praise will allow you to be the radio signal for what he need to drop whatever you need off at. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying your praise is a signal. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. How many of you are still in praise mode right now?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We lift you up. Because we know, Lord, when we lift you up, you lift us up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that when you lift God up, he going to lift you up? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. All we need. Here's what I say. All I need.
All I need.
Is in him.
Is in him.
Hey, Shababaka, Tororobo Koyarabaha. I'm telling you, if you could see what I see right now, because God said that in a few, that things are about to change for you financially.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know if you heard what the Holy Ghost said. The Holy Ghost said, tell you that in a few, he ain't telling me that the time left, he just telling me in a few. After you hear this word today, your financial situation will never be the same again.
Hallelujah.
Now, if somebody believe God, you need to praise him right now.
Hallelujah.
How many know when your finances get saved, that that's a good thing? How many know that when your finances break through, amen, that everything else going to break through too? Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody today. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
How many know that you can praise God a little better when your finances is talking? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody right there. There is a financial anointing being released through these airwaves right now. And God is saying, don't let the present situation move you, amen, because people now is going crazy because they can't figure out what's going on with the money. You ain't out of court and da-da-da-da by son, though. People killing folk. People going crazy, robbing folk, amen. Why? Because they frustrated because of finances, amen. They ain't able to do nothing because they put their trust in the wrong place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wish I could talk to somebody today. But tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
God getting ready to show out on my behalf.
God getting ready to show out on my behalf.
My posse is getting ready to get so fat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They going to wonder what's in there. Glory. I'll be like, what? Why your pockets that fat? Ain't nobody, amen. But how do you know God says in his word that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us? Come on here, somebody. And God done gave me some on this money thing, and he said, drop it in your spirit. God ain't talking to everybody like this. Amen. So you blessed to be able to be online right now to hear the heart of God concerning finance. Come on here, somebody. Oh, somebody Amen. Need to get their shout on right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Before I go into what the Lord want me to speak on this morning, I want to give a shout out to all of the fathers. And Father's Day is just not one day. Amen. Just like Mother's Day is not just one day. Amen. Amen. We mothers and fathers, 365 days of the year. Come on here, somebody. Sometimes it's 366 days, Ali, but we don't never get a chance to stop being who we are. Hello, somebody.
Yep.
Amen. The word father means a protector and provider. So to all of the protectors and providers, amen, I salute you this morning on this Sabbath day. Amen. Don't stop being who you are because we don't get no vacation. Hello, somebody.
Come on now.
And it's a sad thing when you walk away from your own seed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's a sad thing when you deny your seed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Because that speak against you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many know that God going to reward us that stand in the gap and keep doing what we know is right. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Yeah.
You can't wait on the next man to do what's right because you don't know what he going to do. But all you can do is what you know to do. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing when you got your queen encouraging you. Amen. Amen. Because some women don't encourage their significant other or their other whole to hold down their position. Come on here, somebody. Man, and sometimes you do have to pat yourself on the back. Don't nobody pat your back for you, but glory to God. Amen. Just know that God is a rewarder. Amen. He's a rewarder. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And we got to realize what's been done to us, child of God. Amen. All of us who are of African descent, notice that the first thing that the devil used the European to do was to remove us out the house. He broke us down in front of our woman, hallelujah, to put fear in her heart that she had no protection. And the sad thing about it is that when there's no father in the house, there's no covering. So she was naked. Come on here, somebody. Let me talk to you, brothers, while I'm in this place where God got me right now. We need to be careful with the words we use. Do you know Buck, B-U-C-K, was the name that the European gave every African king that he was able to penetrate. So he was no longer a man, he was a buck. And the word buck came from bucking. And he was bucking inside of the black man because of his wicked nature. We right here calling ourselves Young Buck. No, you ain't no. If you using the name Buck, that word Buck means that you are no longer a man.
Wow.
That's why we got to look words up and understand the English and the terminology of our enemy. He only came and started messing with the black queen when he got tired of bucking on the African king. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then he used the terminology of where he started dealing strictly with our queen because she had no covering. And he made her believe that she don't need us. That's why a lot of our black queens don't respect us, because she's seen the unprotection.
Wow.
But now we have a chance to turn it around. That's why I want to talk to my brothers. Now we got the chance to do what our forefathers didn't. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. Make it plain. Make it plain, preacher.
We ain't got no excuses now, brothers. We can stand up and be a man now. We can stand up and be a father now. But we got to take our position back. We got to stop being bucks around here. Start being mans. Come on here, somebody. We need to realize that a lot of the queens have taught their daughters that they don't need a man. So they don't know how to appreciate a man, because they wouldn't talk how to appreciate a man, because their grandmother and the great-grandmother didn't have a chance to show them that side. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Wow.
And a lot of times we was in the house, but we weren't holding no position in the house. Come on here, sir. We were just there, a pair of pants. But it's time to stop being just a pair of pants. Man, we need to be men and step up to the plate and be the sons of God that God has called us to be. Yahshua will bless us. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Stop making excuses. My daddy wasn't there. Okay, my daddy wasn't there neither. He ain't never been there. But that ain't going to stop me from being the best father I can be. I'm going to give my kids all the love I can because they deserve it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Are we going to let another generational curse take us over? Come on here, somebody. And they don't really celebrate us. Father's Day is more about them, about the Europeans, than us. Come on here, somebody. All these holidays are pagan. And we celebrate them like we really are part of a program when we know we really ain't. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Amen.
Wow.
A lot of brothers are either gay, locked up in jail, or either they gang banging, or either they just don't care. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell the truth about this thing. It's time to take the gloves off. We hurt.
Come on.
We hurting. And we trying to act like we not. We got women that are hurting, brothers, because we not taking off. We trying to be the best pimp daddy. Yeah. Amen. It's time to cut all that out. We trying to be the best cat daddy. It's time to cut all that out. Let's be the best father we can be. Let's be the best man we can be. First, we got to man up. But we father up, we got to man up. Come on here, somebody. You got to take your manhood back. You got to act like you in jail. You got to take your manhood back from the devil. Now, they got a monkey pop that's killing the gay and bisexual man right now. Better wake up. You better get this monkey off your back before he become a gorilla. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Come on now, preacher.
He's just a monkey right now, but the monkey going to turn into a gorilla if you don't get delivered about Sunday. Let me tell you something, brothers. We in a good place right now. You can repent to God right now. Amen. And God can restore us right now. I'm a witness. He delivered me out of the gangs of Long Beach. Amen. He turned an insane sane. He can do anything. He delivered me in my high. I was high. And the Lord came and he started talking to me. And when he got through talking to me, I was sober. Hallelujah.
Lord.
And my homie that was with me was still high. That's how you know you chosen. God will come get you while you doing what you doing. God says, when I want you, can't nothing keep me from you. Can't no drug keep me from you. Can't no liquor keep me from you. Can't no cocaine keep me from you. Can't no weed keep me. How many of God will step through all that and say, I want you. Come on here, somebody.
Boy, you better put it.
Come on.
Time is running out. Don't you see that the time is running out? Oh, man, I got more time, man. Ain't nothing. No, but these signs are here. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
The handwriting is on the wall. How many of you can see the handwriting?
Yeah.
The
handwriting
is on the wall. The only way you can't see it is that the enemy has blinded your vision so you can't see it. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Come on.
But if you can see, then you know God is saying, come on, babies. Come on. It's time for y'all to totally surrender. It's time for y'all to start walking upright before me. It's time to represent him to the fullest. Come on here, somebody. Ain't no half-stepping. Like our big daddy came and said, ain't no half-stepping. Come on here, somebody. Ain't no neutral side. Either you're on the Lord side or you're on the devil side. But ain't no neutral side. You can't play both parts of the fence because you're going to fall off of the line. And where you land going to be dependent upon you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preach.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
It's time to step up. You know when, brothers, I'm going to tell you like this, brothers. This to my brothers right now. Listen, when we get healed, our queens are going to get healed.
That's right.
If we don't love Yahshua with all our heart, we can't love our significant other. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
She can't see you with two heads. If she see you with two heads, she going to run. Amen. We got to make up our mind who we really want to serve. Mm.
Yeah.
When we give her that love that God has given us, what? She going to melt like butter. Come on here, somebody. You're going to have to tell her what to do. She going to be jumping and doing.
Yeah.
Amen. She going to make you smile. Why? Because you done made God smile. God says, okay, because you surrendered to me, I'm going to make her surrender to you. Amen. We got it backwards. We're trying to make her surrender and not surrender to God. God is saying she's not surrendering because you not surrendering. Amen. She's not giving you what you want because you're not giving me what I want. Okay, let me leave this alone. No, I can't leave it alone. God is saying, who is this for?
Yeah.
Brothers, we got the power. Black power is only powerful when God is in it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Once we get back with God, everything going to be all right. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Are we ready for the word of God this morning?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to say like the young folks, I hope that you lit this morning. Amen. Because God going to light us and take us up higher. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say higher.
Higher.
Amen. Higher. Amen. Yeah, Lord. It's time to go higher in this thing. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning for your holy word this morning, Father. We thank you for your voice, Lord God. Father, I pray that you will open the eyes and the ears of your people that's online right now. Father, I pray, Lord, that they begin to ask questions, God. Hallelujah. That they will be so wanting to know, Lord God. Hallelujah. More about this truth, Lord. Hallelujah. That you're about to give through my mouth and through my lips of clay, Lord. I thank you right up, O Kondarabase. Father, we thank you right now. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth, Father. Right now, Lord, I loose your angels, Father, to go forth, your holy angels, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you getting ready to bless our finances. We give you praise, God, hallelujah, that you're about to send increase, God, hallelujah, that you're about to send more than another. We gonna get God finna shift somebody's bank account. Amen. Amen. Somebody our financial status, our credit is about to go up. Come on here, somebody. God is about to move supernaturally. Hallelujah. And you gonna know that it has been done because God said my word can return back to me void. So God is gonna release something on us this morning that's going to make us a magnet for money. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. A magnet for wealth. Amen. A magnet for increase. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. A magnet for prosperity. And we will give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Thank you that the devil can no more have access, can no more touch. You said you would rebuke that devourer for our sake, Lord. So thank you, Lord, that as of now, I am decreeing and declaring the devil, our finances is off limits to you. You can no longer touch our finances. And we thank you right now. Oh, somebody clap your hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I feel something. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to be glad you came into the broadcast this morning. Your finances is already shouting. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel somebody's finances right now shouting hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Turn with me right now. Come with me right now to Matthew chapter 6. Very familiar passage of scripture, but I'm going to share with you what the Lord shared with me that made it supernatural to me. Well, we finna eat so good this morning, you're going to be like, you should have been on, you missed it. We had, amen, greens and sweet potatoes, amen. We had baked chicken, amen. We ate so good that I didn't want to leave the table, but I had to because my belly was starting to lean over the table. Amen. Glory to God. Come with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Everybody there? Matthew 6.
Verse 24.
Amen. When you get there, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen to God. And the word of the Lord reads. Is everybody there? Because I want everybody to be here. Everybody there? And the word of the Lord reads, it says, no man can serve. I want you to circle that word, serve. And I want you to circle the word, no one. Because this word is for everybody. You know, it's a blessing when you find a word that's for everybody. Because some people pick the word they want, then they run with it.
Come on now.
That's what they want to hear. That's what they they feel like that it applied only to them. But this word right here is for everybody. Somebody say everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Yes, Lord. No one can serve two masters.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. So he's saying you're going to either hate one or you're going to be devoted to one, but you can't love both. Mm. Problem with a lot of us is we trying to love both, and God is saying that's why there's problem in the camp, because you're gonna have to make a decision. Somebody say decision.
Decision.
How many know that the most powerful thing you can make is a decision? See, the devil will keep messing with you until you make a decision. See, once you make a decision, then you finalize it. He's through with you. Because, you know, he can't bring nothing else in your ear. You have decided to commit all the way to one. Come on here, somebody. And then the scripture says, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Come on here, somebody. Circle that God. Well, if you're in the old King James, it said mammon. But mammon is money. Now, I wasn't going to give it no title, but the Lord is giving me a title. Who do you love?
Oh, hallelujah.
Who do you love? I know what your mouth say, but what are your actions saying? Who do you love? Come on, hear somebody. I know why YG had to get people on the devil's side, but I'm saying who do you love? Because I want you to know if you get on God's side, you ain't got to bow down to the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Let's go back up. Number one, Everybody right now is in two places. Ooh, God, speak this morning. Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
Everybody right now is in two places. I want you to write this down. Either you working for money, or money is working for you. Either you working for money, or money is working for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you trying to tell me, Apostle, that it's not God's will for us to work? No! It's God's will for us to work for him. He created us. See, we trying to find what we looking for on man's job. You know, an old man gave me this, and it stayed with me, and it never left me. He said, you know that the name job means just over broke, don't you? I said, what? He said, just over broke. In other words, you making just enough to be broke again to keep working for the next paycheck.
Yeah.
But
99% of the people hate their job. And if they didn't have to work a job, they wouldn't be working one. Come on here, somebody.
Another thing.
Come on.
But they working because they trying to get, or they trying to chase this so-called what? American dream. It's a dream, damn it. Wake up. It's not real.
Lord have mercy.
Come on.
You killing yourself over a dream that ain't real. Come on here, somebody. Your boss ain't gonna tell you that it ain't real. You sitting there looking at him, and you don't know that he he's a slave, but he's just a bigger slave than you. But he's still a slave.
Amen.
If he ain't working for the Lord, if he ain't working for Yahshua, he a slave to the system.
Amen.
And his problem may not be like your problem, but trust me, amen, he got bills bigger, amen, than yours, and he's praying that some kind of way his job will be an answer. Come on here, somebody.
More money, more problems. Come on, tell it like it is.
That's what Big said. Big said, more money, more problems. And he wasn't lying. Come on here, somebody. He had money, but he wasn't happy. Come on here, somebody. Because he was still being pimped, and he realized, he was like, man, I'm getting all this, but I ain't seeing all of what I'm getting. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that the man in the cut was getting all the cut? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why it ain't good to have a daddy, even if his name is Puff. Amen. It's good to have a heavenly daddy that look out for you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. No man can serve two masters. Don't you know that? What do Psalms 100 say? Serve the Lord with what? Gladness.
Yeah.
When you really come on God's payroll, we serve him with gladness. People ask me, why are you so happy? Because I'm on God's payroll. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I ain't got to worry about it. I'm supposed to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to have joy. Come on here, somebody. What good is serving God and you mad and you angry? Come on here, somebody. And the world can't tell who you serving. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We're talking about the joy of the Lord is my strength. And you got a frown saying that. People wondering. But this here going to set us free. How many know, beloved, that it's not God's will for us to work a job?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go somewhere right quick, man of God. Women of God this morning. Amen. Let's see what the Lord say about work. When he created Adam, he didn't create Adam to work. Oh,
wow.
Speak, Holy Ghost. When God created Adam, he didn't create him to work. He didn't create Eve to work. He created them to have dominion and authority and to glorify him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Somebody might say, well, show me in the word. We get ready to go there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Ha-ha, come on now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let's see in the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's see about this thing. I want to go to the sixth day when God created him. Hallelujah. And I believe that's in chapter 1. Let's go to chapter 1. And let's begin with verse 26.
Okay.
Is everybody there?
Yeah.
Now notice, everything God created was what? Good. When he stepped back off his creation, he blessed himself. And he said, this is good. Come with somebody.
Yes.
Amen. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Verse Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. It says, and then God said.
Mm-hmm.
Who said it?
God said.
God.
Hallelujah. Then God said, let us make mankind. But notice, God says singular, but then when he gets ready to release the word, it's us. Come on here, somebody. Us means three or more. Circle that. Circle God, circle us.
Uh-oh.
So God, before he speaks, is in singular form. But then when he speaks, he's in threefold form, which means us. Let us make mankind. So who was he talking to?
Come
if he
on,
said,
please.
Let us. That means that it was more in the garden than just the Father. Come on here, somebody. So he's actually talking to the Godhead. He's talking to the Word. He's talking to the Holy Ghost, who was present while he was creating. Come on here, somebody. Why you think John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word was present. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Verse 26. And then God said, let us make mankind in our what? Image.
Uh-huh.
The image deals with the physical appearance of God. Come on here, somebody. That's why we so hate it, because the enemy hates us, because we bear the image of God. Come on here, somebody. Have you ever heard old folks say, you the spitting image of so-and-so. Boy, you the spitting image of your daddy. Girl, you the spitting image of your mother. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let us make mankind in our image. In our likeness. Likeness deal with spirituality. Likeness deal with our spirit. You will look like who you serve. Come on here, somebody. See, those of us who serve God, we look like God. You supposed to look like your daddy. Come on here, somebody. Those that serve the devil, amen, look like the devil. Amen, you're supposed to look like who you serve. Come on here, somebody. You look just like the devil. That tell off on who you serving. Come on here, somebody. No man can serve two. Keep it in the atmosphere. No man can serve two. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he says, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and over all. Somebody say all. All.
All.
The wild animals. Don't you know we're supposed to be controlling nature? That's why God made us to be rulers over nature. We're trying to be ruler over everything else because I made nature for you to rule over. Guess who's ruling over it now? It sure ain't us. It's the Europeans. They ruling over nature right now because we're not taking our place in God. And they don't even look natural out there. That's why the animals don't respect them. Come on here, somebody. The animals are in captivity. They think it's cool for them to be in a zoo. They think it's cool for them to be broken in their spirit. Come on here, somebody. You ever watch the animals when they around them? They broken in their spirit because they won't let them be what? Free. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
They don't like nothing free. That's why I can't hardly go. I can't go to the zoo, y'all. I can't go see the animals locked up. That's just like going to jail to see somebody you love in prison. Come on here, somebody. You're like, nah, I don't even want to go. June bug can't come out. I ain't even going. I don't even see him like that. I want to see him free. That's how he's supposed to be. Animals in there looking sick. They in there looking depressed. Amen. And they want us to pay all kind of money just to see him look like that. No. I'm good. But when they become free, then I'll be happy. But look at this. God made us to rule over nature and over all the creatures that move along the ground. There ain't nothing we're supposed to be scared of. We scared of spiders. We scared of all kind of bugs. I said, I made you to rule over them. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Are y'all still with me this morning?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
So, child of God, are you operating in your God image? Or are you operating in another image? Your God image says you were made to rule. Come on here, somebody. That's why we were never born to be slaves. How can you say that we were born to be slaves when God said, I made you to rule? Come on here, somebody. I made you to rule. How many know that our ancestors weren't no slaves? Come on here, somebody. Before the Europeans went over there and interrupted them because they saw the gold, the oil, and the diamonds, how many know that they were ruling?
That's right.
And those who were in authority cut a side deal with the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
That's what they did.
And you thought that wasn't going to affect you? You still paying for what you did by cutting a side deal to enslave us over here in America. You still paying for that. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quick, say neighbor.
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 I was born to rule.
I was born to rule.
Hallelujah. Woo, I was born to rule. That's why it's hard for us to submit to anybody because we weren't made to submit to nobody but God. Come on here, somebody. God is the only one that we were made to submit to or to surrender to. Come on here, somebody.
That's it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's it.
And then verse 28 says, now listen. No. Wait. Let me hit this last scripture. So it'll help us to unite as black kings and queens. Come on here, somebody. It says, and the male and the female, he created them. Come on here, somebody. Male and female, not male and male. Yeah, I'm going to bust that homosexual in the head right now. I'm going to bust him and knock him out right now. Not male and male. Not female and female. But male and female, he created them. If God wanted just one sex, he would have created just one. Come on here, somebody.
Yep.
That's right. That's right.
Stop lying to yourself. Stop letting people lie to you. Glory to God. If you a man, you ain't no woman. All you got to do is look between your legs, and God can identify what he made you to be.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God cutting deep this morning. If you a woman, stop trying to act like you got what we got. You don't have it. Glory to God. You got what God wanted you to have, and it's beautiful. But you got to get in the presence of God so you can reconnect with what he gave you.
Yep. Yeah, let's go.
You trying to operate in the wrong power. Come on here, somebody. And we as men, we got to step up. You can't have the jewel and not walk in the power of the jewel. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 28. And God blessed them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful. What did he say to them?
Be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
And increase in number. Come on here, somebody. Why you think that the European trying to cut our bloodline off? Come on here, somebody. Brother, you got to realize what's going on. If you operating in that gay spirit, in that homosexual spirit, in that spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, you can't produce nothing right now. You sterile. You are impotent. And they don't want us to produce nothing. They want our bloodline to die off. But how many know that God got some of us reproducing our bloodline, and our bloodline ain't never going nowhere? Devil, let me tell you, we're going to be here till Yahshua comes. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He said, be fruitful and increase in number. Fear the earth and what? Subdue it. That word subdue means to control it. Come on here, somebody.
That's
reason
nice.
Why we ain't controlling nothing is because our bloodline is now multiplying like it should. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. A lot of us, they done killed off. But we got to replenish the earth. Come on here, somebody. My black queen, stop having abortions. Keep the seed that's inside you.
Yeah.
Why? Because kings and queens are coming out of your womb. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And we've been commanded by the Most High. Brothers, we got to make sure we stick by our queen. We got to make sure that we love them and take care of them, protect and provide. I want all my brothers to say, protect.
Protect.
And provide.
And provide.
That's our commandment from the Most High. That's our commandment from the Lord. It says, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Hallelujah. Tell us, I was born to rule.
I was born to rule.
Verse 29, then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. Come on here, somebody. We weren't even made to eat meat. We were made to eat fruit and vegetables. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, we were.
Why you think we dying from this meat, y'all? And a lot of this meat they got is cloned, hallelujah. It's not even the real thing, hallelujah. They done shot the chicken up with so much steroids, he looking like Hulk Hogan. Come on, somebody. And we breaking our neck to get to it because it's so big. That meat ain't real if it's that big. We wonder why, amen, a few minutes later, amen, we having all kind of digestive problems and all kind of problems with our stomach, our head hurting, amen, our back hurting. It's because we done messed with something that has been contaminated.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something else, child of God. While the Lord got me here, they done shot a lot of food up with the COVID, too, so you better be careful.
Because
they know a lot of us didn't take the shot, so they're saying, yeah, if I can't get them to take the shot, I'm going to shoot it in the food.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
careful.
Yeah.
Be ever so careful, beloved, because they wicked. It says, they will be yours for food. For what? For food.
Wow.
Now let's look at that again in verse 29. And God said, I gave you every seed-bearing plant. Every seed-bearing plant. Why do you think everything now is seedless? Now you got seedless stuff floating around. And you don't know what it is if it ain't got a seed in it. Grab hold of this here. What God is throwing out to you, because your life getting ready to change. You don't know what you eating if it ain't got a seed in it. The fruit ain't got no seed in it. A lot of the fruit is seedless. Seedless grapes. Seedless this. Seedless that. We got to know what the word says. God said, when I created it, I gave it to you with a seed. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because every seed produced after his word. All time. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Verse 30. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know that God's laws haven't changed. Amen. The earth is just waiting for you to take your place. The earth is waiting for you to take your place.
That's right.
And God saw, in verse 31, and God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Somebody said very good.
Very good.
It wasn't
very
just good. It was very good. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
And then God says, I've given him all this authority. Now I got to create something so he can be able, amen, to rest in what I've created. He said, I need a man to be able to take care of the garden.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, in verse 2 of verse 8, is everybody understanding this?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Is everybody getting this?
Yeah.
In chapter 2, hallelujah, glory to God. In chapter 2, verse 8, it says, now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden. Now, they don't name the garden because they don't want you to know where the garden is at. But how many of you know that the garden that they talking about is in Africa?
Amen.
And you don't know it until you look at the rivers. Come on here, somebody. The rivers is what they couldn't hide. It says, now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden. And there he put the man he had formed. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord God made all kind of trees grow out of the ground. The only place that has that kind of rich soil where you can sow a seed in the soil and the tree come up out of the ground is Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord God made all kind of trees grow out of the ground. Trees and were pleasing to the eye. And good for food. Come on here, somebody. In the middle of the garden was the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In a river, verse 10, water in the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four head waters. The only river that has four heads is the Nile River. If you don't believe the apostle, look it up. I'm telling you. The only river that's wide enough is the Nile River.
Okay.
And so they start naming the rivers. Why you think God said, I didn't create you to work? Because he put everything in the ground. Have you heard about Uganda? Uganda just came into the richest gold. Come on, hit somebody. In the ground. People are now rushing to Uganda. Because God has allowed her to find her resources. Hallelujah. And now she ain't got to beg nobody for nothing. Come on, hit somebody. But everybody in their mama going to try to go over there. Especially the United States. Because they broke right now and they need some wealth. But I heard through the grapevine, come on here somebody, through the Holy Ghost grapevine, that Uganda is not doing no business with the United States right now. I wonder why. Maybe because the United States treated Uganda like Mike Jones. Back then you didn't know me. Now I'm rich, you all own me. Come on here, somebody. How many know that it don't work like that? Come on here, somebody.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
What? And so, God has put everything in the rivers. I'm going to name a few of them right quick. It says the name of the first one is Pishon. The winds threw the entire land of Hevaliah where there is what? Gold. So Hevaliah is where the gold is. It says, and the gold of that land is good. Aromic, risen, and onyx are also there. So every kind of jewel is in Africa. Now notice, Adam didn't have to work for nothing. Everything came to him. The food came to him. The animals came to him. Everything came to him until he disobeyed God. When he disobeyed God, because of the serpent getting next to Eve, and he started talking in her ear, and they had a sexual encounter. That's why, let me talk to my brothers again. That's why it's so important. But don't you know if we in our woman's ear that the enemy can't get in her ear?
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk to my brothers again. That's why it's so important that we cover their ears with the blood so that the enemy don't get a chance to conversate. But he getting knocked out of the box today because God is revealing everything. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to try to take us through as much as I can. Amen. But I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to get into what the Lord shares me about how to break free of a job. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Now, if you go to chapter 3, is everybody there? Chapter 3, verse 17. Don't you know it wasn't even the will of God for the woman to have children in pain? That didn't come until after the curse. But the woman is saved through childbearing. Come on here, somebody. That's how God has designed this thing to save y'all. Every time y'all bear children, God says, You're getting a clean slate. Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all think I'm just making this up. Okay. Let's go to verse 16 then. 16 and 17. And we're in chapter 3. It says, to the woman, he said, I will make your pain in childbearing very severe. With painful labor, you will give birth to children. Your desire, what you long for, what you want, what you will for, will be to your husband. So God changed the desire of the woman. Your desire right now is supposed to be only to your man, to your husband, not to anything else. Not to another woman. God didn't design it like that. God says, from now on, your desire will be to your man. So every woman come out, I don't need a man. No, you the main one that need one, because God is saying you can't live without one. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. Come on.
And men, let me tell you something, brothers. God is holding us to more accountability, because if she need us, God is saying then more of the bearing is going to be on you. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says that the head of every man is Christ. Amen. We got to get our head on right. We're around here and our head ain't right. Some of us don't even have a head. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
And we're talking about, I'm the head. No, you got to get a head on first. You got to make a decision. Not a little bit quote that I'm about to say. Stop playing games with your life.
Mm. Lord, have mercy.
Who do you love? Come on here, somebody. Who do you love? Because now you got to make a decision about who you love. You can't be talking about, well, you know, I love him one minute, and then the next minute, I think I love the devil. No, you got to make a decision. God is saying, come out from among them and be separate. Come on here, somebody. Separate yourself. Let me tell you like this. If you don't make a decision will be made for you. They already got a plan.
Wow,
come
yeah.
on here, somebody.
Sure. Wow. Jesus, so good.
And God is saying, if you love me, don't be ashamed that you love me. If you love me, amen, come out the closet. If the homosexual can come out the closet and declare he gay, why can't we come out the closet and say, Lord, I love you. I love you with all my heart. I love you with all my mind. I love you with my whole body. God, I love you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to get excited about God and say, I'm not ashamed of my lover. Come on here, somebody. What good is it to have a lover and be ashamed? Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Oh, somebody need to give God some praise right now. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Someone's got God as a part-time lover. Come on here, somebody. We like Stevie Wonder. We doing the part-time lover thing. And God said, I don't need a part-time lover. I need a lover that's loving me all the time. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Old folks used to wake up and say, I woke up this morning with my mind, and it was stayed on Yahshua. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, come on now.
We need to get back to that level of praise, that level of honoring God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, the Lord says, and your desire will be to your husband, and he will what? Rule over you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, a lot of women of God don't like this, glory to God. I know I'm going to get a little lashback, but I ain't worried. It's in the word. It's in the book. Come on here, somebody. You can't change the book. I don't care how you feel about me. You can't change what the book said. God said it. He will rule over you. But how many know that we got a spirit in the land where the woman is ruling over the man? Come on here, somebody. Amen. The woman is ruling the man. The woman is wearing the pants, and the man is wearing the dress. Come on here, somebody. We got to get back to what the Lord said. Come on here, somebody. Somebody got mad at the books. Come on here, somebody. Now we got female bishops all over the place. Female apostles everywhere. Show me in the book where it's legal, and I won't say nothing. But God know what he's doing. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he says, and then he says to Adam, because you listen to your wife. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Look, God make it plain. He said, because you listen to your wife. You didn't go by what I told you. You let her rule you. Glory to God. She told you to eat of something I told you not to eat of, and now everything messed up because you love her more than speak, Holy Ghost, because you love her more than me. Come on here, somebody. And God said, now my harsh punishment is going to be on you. You're going to lose your free ride of having not to work. Now you're going to have to work by what? The sweat of your brow. Come on here, somebody. Ain't nothing coming to you no more until you get back in your right standing with me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, God gave the commandment to who first? God gave it to Adam. He didn't give it to Eve. He gave it to Adam. Because he was trusting him to keep what he said. Come on here, somebody. Brothers, I'm telling you, we got to get our position back. We can't keep wearing the dress. Some of us ain't even got no pants on. We need to put some pants on. My grandmother that raised me, bless her heart, she done gone to heaven now. She said, son, don't you ever be just a pair of pants. She said, you walk as a man that God created you to be. Come on here, somebody. It ain't good just to have a pair of pants on just for show. We got to walk in what God has given us. It ain't going to come back to us. We got to take it back. Somebody said, take it back, brother. Holly, take your position back. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Take your manhood back.
Yeah, take it back.
Wow. And Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate the fruit, the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from. Look, he said, you went all backwards, son. Amen. You allowed her to cause you to disobey me. And how many know that there's a spirit of disobedience in the land? Come on here, somebody. And we got the land is hurting. Come on here, somebody. We hurting. The land is hurting. Everybody hurting. Why? Because we are out of obedience with God. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. Thanks.
Let me throw it out there again. Who do you love? Come on here, somebody. Because we can talk that we love God, but our actions is showing something totally different. Come on here, somebody. I believe he said it like this. He said, you will honor me with your mouth, but your heart, hallelujah, ain't where your mouth is. Tell somebody, say that your heart needs to be where your mouth is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. We can say we love him, but if our heart ain't there, come on here, somebody. I believe I heard one of the old lovers say that your body is here, but your heart is on the other side of town. Come on here, somebody. A lot of us, amen, our body, but our heart ain't with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We just present, but our heart ain't there. Come on here, somebody. We in church, but our heart is on the other side of town. We in prayer, but our heart is on the other side of town. We in worship, but our heart is on the other side of town. We thinking about what's going on in the world. We thinking about what our neighbor doing. We thinking about our financial problems. God is saying, when is your heart going to be where your mouth is? Hallelujah.
Wow.
So you can love me for real and stop playing with me. Hallelujah. We playing with God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the gloves is off. We playing with God. And God is saying, don't play with me. Come on here, somebody.
Play with me.
Because I hold your life and I hold death in my hand. Don't play with them. Many of us play games in the world, and we still trying to play games. God said, no, this ain't playtime. We need to make up our mind, who do we really want to serve?
That's right.
Because the Bible said no man, no one can serve two. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know, it's hard to have two lovers at one time. Come on here, somebody.
Because
you might mess around and call them the wrong name. Hallelujah. You may, ooh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. You be making love to one and call the one by the other name. She be looking at you. Who is that? I wasn't trying to say that. That just slipped out. No, you got too many. Hallelujah. God saying, make up your mind who you want. Come on here, somebody. Who do you really want? Come on here, somebody. God going to free somebody today, glory to God. You've been trying to straddle the fence, and God is saying today the fence has closed. Come on here, somebody. Who do you love?
Yes. Yeah.
He said, because you ate of this fruit, curse it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Cursed is the ground because of you.
Come on now.
God said, I cursed the ground because of what you did. Come on here, somebody. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it. Oh, you going to work like you a slave, glory to God. You going to work in a slave form. Come on here, somebody. All the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you. And you will eat the plants of the field. Verse 19. It is by the sweat of your brow you will eat your food. Come on here, somebody. God is tired of you sweating. Are you tired? God is tired of you sweating to get it. Oh, man, I'm killing myself to get this. God said that wasn't a part of the plan. This came because you made a decision. Come on here, somebody. But I come with good news. You can make a decision to reverse the curse. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I want to use that as a subtopic. It's time to reverse the curse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me say, God is saying you ain't got to work like a slave. On a job that wasn't made for you to work on. God, here, somebody.
Wow. Lord, have mercy.
So don't look at us that ain't working and saying, oh, you ain't doing nothing. No.
Come on.
You're working on a job you don't even want to be on. You're working on a job that's killing you. You're just working on a job that just made you take a vaccine that's against God. What are you telling me? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord.
Some of you still don't believe it, but watch, God going to show you that wasn't me. Come on, everybody. And some of us, amen, lying on God, talking about, the Lord told me to take the vaccine. Which God were you listening to?
Lord, have mercy.
Because God ain't double-minded. God ain't confused. Come on here, somebody. We confused. God ain't confused. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then verse 19 says, about the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are and dust you will return. Now here's the thing, are you working for money? Or is God, or is money working for you? Are you working for money, or is money working for you? Let me help you how to get money to work for you. Because we were never designed to work for money. Let me tell you how the Lord said we can get the monkey off our back before it come a gorilla. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You can get this monkey off you. And some of you got a gorilla, but ain't nothing too hard for God to remove off of you. And when I tell you, you can be like, that's all I got to do? That's all you got to do. The Lord said how you make money work for you is that you become a tither and you become a giver. See, tithe is what separates your money from the world. You wonder why you're getting money, but it ain't staying. Amen. You said, I know I got paid, but my pockets don't feel like it. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because you didn't give God his off the top. See, tithing is holy. And God said, that's what separates your money from the world. That's what's going to make your money stretch. That's what's going to make your money last when other people try to figure out where their money went to. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, let me show you right quick in Leviticus 27 and 30 what the Lord say about the tithe. Leviticus 27 and 30. Everybody there? Everybody ready? We in Leviticus 27, verse 30. And the word of Yahshua says, it says, a tithe of everything from the land. A tithe of what? Everything. Some things. Do your book say everything? Why? Because remember, we just read that the land is what? Under a curse because of what Adam did through disobedience. So now you want to reverse the curse. Come on here. So the land will produce for you what it's supposed to. What do you think the government got 10% from? They got it out the Bible. Come on here, somebody. So you're going to pay 10% to somebody. If you ain't paying to God, you're going to pay it to the government. Okay, now, a tithe is 10%. That means that if you got a dollar, amen, 10% to come out of that dollar.
10 cents, yes, sir.
If you got $100, then $10 should come out of that $100.
Uh-huh.
Everything is a tithe.
Yeah.
That separates your money. A tithe of everything from the land, whether grain, from the soil, or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. Belongs to who?
The Lord.
The Lord.
Then we got an obligation to give back what belongs to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. He said, it belongs to the Lord. It is what? Holy. I want you to circle the word Lord, and I want you to circle the word holy. That word holy means to be set apart for a specific purpose or service. That word holy means to be set aside for a particular purpose or service. Come on here, somebody. So when you take that tithe, you set it aside. You said, this belongs to God. It can't be touched. I got a bill due. It can't be touched. God said, you trust me with that, and I'll pay your bills. Come on here, somebody. The only place God says, prove me, test me, put me to the test, hallelujah, is with the tithe. Come on here, somebody. He said, it is holy to the Lord. Whoever would redeem any of their tithe must add a fifth of the value to it. So God is saying, if you're going to take out mine, I want 5% with the tithe that you took out. Come on here, somebody. He said a fifth.
up there, yeah.
So he said, if you going to take my money, I want 5% with what you took back to me. Come on here, somebody.
Which makes it 20% altogether.
How many of you know that God know how to count? Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that God know how to do math? We think God can't count. Amen. God is the one that calculated numbers. Come on here, somebody. So if God give you a figure, how many of you know he ain't going to miss when he tell you something? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God says, if you touch your tithe, put that back with a fifth of the value of it, every tithe of the herd and the flock, every tenth animal that passes through the herd rod will be holy to the Lord. How many of you know that 10 is holy? No one may pick out of the good from the bad or make any substitution. If anybody does make a substitution, both the animal and its substitute becomes holy and cannot be redeemed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God says, if you take out the tenth, he says, then you're going to have to add that on with the tenth that's already been dedicated to the Lord. Is God helping anybody right now? Are you ready for your finances to show? Then you need to get back into position to where money can start working for you. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I'm a tither. I thank you, Lord, that money works for me. Amen. Lord, right now I lose my money. Amen. To go to work. Go to work, money, to make more money. Lord, I thank you for increase in wealth being in my house. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God designed money to work for you,
mm-hmm.
not for you to get up working for money. And then you wondering why you ain't got no strength to do nothing else. Come on here, somebody. But you can't get out of broke, but you working by the sweat of your brow. And God is saying, this was never in my plan for you. That's why it don't feel right. Come on here, somebody. That's why it's not feeling right, because God is saying it was never in my plan. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody worried about, well, I don't want to give my tithe because I don't want it to go to the man of God because I don't want him to be blessed. Well, let me tell you something. In the Word of God, God said, I designed the tithe to take care of your Levite so he can pray for you and rebuke devils off of you and speak prosperity over you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And burn the midnight oil for you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Now, somebody might not believe me on that one, but let's go to Numbers 18 and 21. Numbers 18 and 21. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's in the book.
It's in the book.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Father. 18:21. Is everybody there?
Numbers 18:21.
Numbers 18 and 21. And the word of Yahshua reads, it says, I give to the Levites.
Uh-huh.
To who? To the Levites. Circle that word Levites.
Mm-hmm.
All the tithes in Israel. How many?
All.
All the tithes in Israel as their what? Inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of the meeting. So they didn't have no job. Their job was to serve God and to do the things of God that needed to be done. Amen. They didn't work no 9-to-5. We don't work 9-to-5. We work 9-to-5 for God. And we work even when everything else ain't working. We still working. Amen. We still doing, amen, work for the Lord. But God is saying because we don't work a job, God says all the time He has created, amen, to take care of us. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 22 says, from now on, the Israelites must not go near the tent of meeting, or they will bear the consequences of their sins. Why? Because they're not living holy. See, everybody wasn't permitted to come in. Because if you live in an unholy lifestyle, God is saying you need to stay where you at before I allow what's on you to overtake you. Come on here, somebody.
I know that's right.
We just think we can just go before God any kind of way. God said, no, I'm a holy God. And you got to respect the fact that I'm a holy God. Come on here, somebody. And I'm going to tell you about the church. We've given a bad example to the world. Because they've seen us do everything, and then we go in the house of God like everything cool. No, it ain't cool. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-oh. Tell the truth.
We're going to turn every kind of trick in the book. Come on, I'm going to the house of God to give him some praise. No, repent before you go to the house. Amen. Get washed in the blood before you go to the house. Then we want to tell somebody, oh, man, come to church with me. Everything cool. No, everything ain't cool because they watching what you do, not what you say. Come on here, somebody.
Come on. Come on.
They taking a drink, and then you come in and take a drink. Amen. They hit the blood, and then you come in and hit the blood. And you talking about that you with the Lord, and they looking at you like, who do you serve? Come on, sir. Who do you love? Come on here, somebody. Because if you love God, why are you here with me? Oh, God, somebody will get mad after a while. How you kicking it with me and you telling me that your God is all powerful, but he can't deliver you? You telling me that your God can deliver me, but you still bound. I'm not Keith Sweat, but something about that picture just ain't right. I believe if your God is all-powerful, he should deliver you, and then you can holler at me. And then you can let me know what your God did for you, and then I'll believe you based on the fact that you delivered. Oh, God, somebody. God is saying holiness. I'm calling for it. Who will answer the call? Come on here, somebody. Lord, I can't. It's too hard. No, it ain't too hard if you allow him to be your leaning post. When we get weak, God says, I'll be the one to answer the door. Come on here, somebody. Don't you answer it. When the devil come knocking, let me answer the door. Come on here, somebody.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
We trying to answer the door, and God said, you ain't strong enough to answer the door. You need to step back in the cut and let me answer. Glory to God. So when I answer, you won't have to worry about them knocking. Somebody help me give God a praise right here. I know it's deep, but God is saying, I'm going to deliver you.
Come on.
So how you living won't kill your testimony. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want nothing to hinder. So when they see you, they'll be so glad to go. They'll be like, wow, because I watch this brother life, and I see how he live, glory to God. I watch her life. I know how she live. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow. But I believe we're talking about the tithe and the Levite, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on,
so he says, the reason why the tithe is going to my sons, the Levites, is because they work for me 24/7. Come on here, somebody. They don't take no vacation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know, glory to God? He said, but if you try to come in the tent and you ain't clean, he said, it's going to work against you and you're going to die in your sin. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Verse 23, it is the Levites who are to do the work. Come on here, somebody. It is the Levites who are to do the work. Circle that word Levites and work. Come on here, somebody. At the tent of meetings and bear the responsibility for any offenses they commit against it. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So we are anointed to carry your burdens. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir.
But we got to make sure our life is right. I'm going to show you something in a minute. And a lot of preachers going to get mad at me. But I'm going to show you something in a minute, glory to God. Am I still good, Elder?
Yes, sir.
And so he says that the Levites who are to do the work of the tent of meeting and bear the responsibility for any offenses they commit against it. This is the lasting ordinance for the generations to come. So God is saying this is from generation to generation that I have appointed the Levites to be over the meeting and to be over the tithes. Come on here, somebody. So it's supposed to come to us. Come on here, somebody. Now let's go to Malachi. And see what the book of Malachi say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't heard nobody say this yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on with it, God.
But it's time for it to be told. Glory to God. It's time for the truth to be told. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all you preachers that's been using this scripture to manipulate God's people, God's going to deal with you about this. Come on, if you don't pay your tithes, you're going to be cursed with a curse. We need to tell the truth.
Here we go.
God was not talking to the people. He was talking to the priests that were living holy and still taking the people tithes. Come on. Let's go to Malachi chapter 2. See, I like to bag everything I say with scripture because, see, you can't argue with scripture. You can argue with me, but you can't argue with the scripture. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Malachi chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, and now you priests, this warning is for you. If you do not listen. Disobedience. And if you do not resolve to honor my name, come on here, somebody. Says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse on you. I will send a curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Come on here, somebody.
Help us, Lord.
First, I'm going to curse you,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to curse your blessing, because the tithe is a blessing. But because you didn't repent when I told you to, now I'm going to curse the blessing you got. And we've been telling people, you're going to be cursed with a curse if you don't pay your tithe. No, that's for you.
Wow.
That's to make sure you live in holy. Come on here, somebody. That's to make sure you walk in worthy. God says it's not just a one-way street, it's a two-way street. Well, I might not have no friends out there. So hallelujah, glory to God. But I still got a friend in Yahshua. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. And he says that if you do not resolve to honor my name. Let me tell you the real story of what was going on in Malachi. The people no longer wanted to give tithe because the priests weren't living right. So God says, because you caused the people not to want to give what rightfully belongs to me, I'm going to curse you and the blessing.
Wow.
Tell it.
He said, you won't honor my name. He says, I will send a curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them. God said, while I'm talking to you, I've already done it.
Wow.
Preachers in the church let people go hungry. God says, I'm not going to forget about that. They paid their tithes and you didn't look out for them. Their light bills were getting cut off. You didn't look out for them.
Mm.
Yeah, mm. I gave the tithes for them to take care of you, but in return, you should look out what? For them. But how many know that God see everything? Take your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
God see everything.
God see everything.
God see everything.
Wow. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And look how quick God did say, yes, I have already cursed them because you have not resolved to honor me. And then he says in verse 3, because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. Come on here, somebody.
Because of you.
He's saying, not only is this going to come to you, but it's going to come to your offspring. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I will smear on your faces the dung from your Israel, from your festival sacrifices. And you will be cursed off with it. Come on here, somebody. In other words, God said, your sacrifice is going to be like dung. I'm going to make them like boo-boo. Amen. And then I'm going to smear you with it. Why? Because that's what you did with me and the tithes. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. We got to do this thing right, y'all. We got to come back to how God wanted it done so he can bless us. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, and you will know that I have sent you this warning so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I want to talk about the offering. What is the offering for? The offering is for the work of the Lord, so that the work of the Lord can go on and that the work of the Lord can be strong in the land. Now, the Levite, now the tithe is for the Levite himself, but the offering is for the work of the Lord. So whenever you give an offering, you give an offering to the work that God is calling us to do. Now, let's go to Exodus 25:2. And I'm going to close it with this one. Exodus 25:2. And these are for people that say God don't ask for an offering. Yeah, he do. He gets an ask from people whose heart is not in a place to give it to him. Come on here, somebody. God said, keep it because I don't need it if your heart ain't in the place to give it. Come on here, somebody. But we need to give it more than God need it. Come on. Oh, God, help me tonight. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, speak your word this morning. Hallelujah. Exodus 25, verse 2. Everybody there?
What's the chapter?
Exodus 25, verse 2. Matter of fact, I'm going to start at verse 1. Exodus 25, beginning with verse 1.
Man.
Everybody there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
And this is what the Lord says. The Lord said to Moses. Who said it?
The Lord.
The Lord.
And who did he say it to?
Moses.
Because he was over the people. And the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to bring me on what? Offering. Circle that. Tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. you are to receive the offering for me from everyone whose heart prompts them to give.
Wow.
Don't take an offering from everybody, Moses. Just take the offering from those who want to give to me, those who want to show love to me. Come on here, somebody.
All right. Come on.
We be trying to take offers from people who don't want to give.
Yeah.
And how many know you can't make nobody give? It got to be in them. They got to want to give.
Yeah.
That's right.
God says, Moses, only take it from those whose heart is toward me, and they want to give to me an offering. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He says, you are to receive the offering from me, from everyone whose heart prompts them to give. These are the offerings you will receive from them. Gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, yarns and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins, dyed red, and another type of durable leather. Acrylic wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointed oil, and for the fragrance incense, the onyx stone, and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and the breastplate. Come on here, somebody. Nowadays, we don't have that, but we have money in the place of that. But just know that whenever you give an offering, it's for the work of the Lord. That's why God calls us to do what? The work. Why do you think Yahshua said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day? The work was what he was doing.
Yeah.
And the people gave to him because of the work. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
Let me just give this one more word of wisdom from the Lord. The Lord said, if you're looking for what he promised you, you're not going to get it on man's job. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
I don't care what position they give you. It's not going to be what God promised you. Because a job only allows you to go so far up the ladder. And then when you get so far up the ladder, they let you know this is as far as you can go. But how many know it's time to take the limits off? Come on here, somebody. It's time to take the limits off. Somebody give God another praise.
Line muted.
Glory to God. Somebody give him the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God this morning. I pray that you ask questions. I pray that you just have a hunger to know more about what God has for you. No more working for money. I want you to say that no more.
No more.
Of me working for money.
For me working for money.
Say, I'm going to make money.
I'm going to make money.
Work for me.
Work for me. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And yes, God, I say that. And if you are working for money, guess what? When you start tithing and giving God what belongs to him, he's going to bless you so you ain't got to work no more.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on.
I don't know if you heard what the Holy Ghost said. He said even if you are on a job, if you start tithing and giving offerings faithfully, God's going to get you off of that job.
Come on.
Because it ain't his will. For you to kill yourself on no job.
Uh-oh.
And some of you that took the vaccine, and now you stuck.
Wow.
Because you done dedicated your life now to the job. Unless they choose to fire you. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
While the anointing of the Holy Ghost is still moving. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mine unmuted.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm.
Hey, Shababoko, ta da 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 da.
Hallelujah. See, a lot of people don't like speaking with that word he just preached right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because how many of you were raised in the church? I was raised in the church. I don't know about you. And every Sunday,
amen,
I had to hear a hell of man rob God.
Come on.
Praise God, but the preacher never told me that God was talking to him. Hallelujah, praise
Woo!
God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, because the process was supposed to continue. After you get your tithes, amen, from the people, you're supposed to put a tent to the side just like the people did. Praise
Come
God.
On.
But you're trying to keep the whole for yourself. Glory
wow.
to God. Hallelujah. And then you preaching
wow.
to me. Glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. When I was in the congregation,
wow.
you were preaching to me. You telling me I need to make sure I'm doing right with my tithe. Hallelujah. But then once you get it, hallelujah.
Oh.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Wow.
And then you got the nerve. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To talk about, don't worry about what happened to the tithe once you put it in. But once you put it in, it's between me and God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Gotcha.
Well, you're right.
You're right.
Amen. And it's gonna, but it's going to be a reckoning.
Woo!
Hallelujah. It's going to be a reckoning.
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. Mm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Long as you're doing right with what you're doing. Praise God.
Wow.
All we got to do is make sure we're doing right. Hallelujah. By what the Lord told us to do. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. They weren't taking the tithes into the storehouse. We was bringing the tithes to the church. Hallelujah, but they wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. He said all of it. They was keeping a portion for themselves, glory to God. And they already had 90%. Glory to God, hallelujah. They was already getting all of God money, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. And then they want to keep theirs, hallelujah, amen. But the Lord says if we do what we supposed to do, hallelujah, God is going to bless us. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, a lot of people don't want to preach about money. Hallelujah. Because some preachers out there, amen, telling you you ain't supposed to have no money. Glory to God that you ain't supposed to have money. And preachers preaching if a preacher preach about money, you can preach one sermon about money and you are prosperity preacher. Glory to God. Now they done categorized you. Hallelujah, because you preached one sermon concerning the word of God. Ain't we supposed to preach about everything?
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We supposed to be preaching about everything, not just one thing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God wants your finances to be blessed too. Hallelujah. You wondering why they ain't being blessed. I've been coming to church. I've been praying. I've been doing this. I've been doing that.
Right.
But have you been tithing? Well, yeah, I come to church and I put $15 in the plate. That was my tithe. But do you know what a tithe is? Hallelujah. Amen. Tithe is a tenth. Hallelujah. Some of y'all didn't know that before today. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all just thought a tithe was whatever you thought it was. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you just know that God had already specified, hallelujah, a tenth.
Wow.
Glory to God. And then somebody said, well, why a tenth? Hallelujah. Well, watch this. If you write it down on a piece of paper, Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If your check was $500, amen, your tithe is $50. If you write those numbers down on a piece of paper, they're the same number. Hallelujah. Praise God. No matter what the tithe is, hallelujah, it's gonna, the tenth is going to be the same number, just smaller. Hallelujah. It's a representation of the whole thing. When you tithe and you're telling God, this is the whole thing, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I expect you to do what you do with the whole thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Because without you, I would have nothing. Oh, Lord. Y'all ain't hear me. Praise God. Without you, I would have nothing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And then it comes to offer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then it's an offering with that. Hallelujah. Read your word. It's an offering. Hallelujah. I already paid my tithe. But the Bible says, don't come before the man of God empty-handed. That's what the word says.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. In other words, if you want something,
yes,
why? Y'all think God, watch this. I got to say this. God ain't caught up in money. But he know you is.
Come on.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. He ain't caught up in money, but he know we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's trying to train us. He's been trying to train us since the beginning of time. He said, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest.
And
praise
harvest.
God. Hallelujah. That's Old Testament. New Testament say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Praise God. Hallelujah. So,
yes,
so
Lord.
For the Old Testament preachers, for the New Testament preachers, it's in both ends. Hallelujah.
Mm.
He's trying to train us, if you want something, you're going to give some. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
if you want something,
yes,
you already getting free grace. Hallelujah. You already getting free, Lord. Hallelujah. You want everything. So you want to be a freeloader in the kingdom. That's what you want. That's what some of us want.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Let's be honest. Some of us want a freeload in the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. But God said, you got to, if I done gave to you, show me, praise God, that you trust me with everything and give something to me. Hallelujah.
Right.
I don't need
it. Amen.
I don't need it, but I'm trying to teach you something. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out there in the world, see, God is like a parent. When you go out there in the world, hallelujah, they ain't going to take time to teach you. They ain't going to take time to train you. Hallelujah, amen.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna skip straight to the disciplinary process. Hallelujah,
right.
Praise God. So I'm trying to train you now, praise God, hallelujah. And all I'm asking for is a tenth. And he said, watch this. I'm trying to train you to trust because your government will take their taxes before you even get your money.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow.
Before you even praise God. Don't worry about, and look, in case we miss some. Hallelujah, amen. At the end of the year, we're going to go back through everything. Hallelujah, and double check. Hallelujah, and if you owe us anything, praise God, we're going to settle up at the end of the year. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's right. Come on. Praise God.
Now think about this. I want you to think about this, and we're going to move on. I want you to think about this. Now, if the government settles up their money that way, praise God. Hallelujah. You see where I'm going? How you think, amen, God is settling up his tithes? Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Why you think you're getting an extra bill here and there? Bills just pop up out of nowhere. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Everything was going good. Then a bill popped up. Why? Because I'm going to get it back some kind of way. He said, I want 5 more percent. Hallelujah. When you borrow out your tithes, praise God. I want some more money back. It's a penalty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's a penalty, praise God. And he's going to get his, praise God. Amen. But when we begin to obey, hallelujah, praise God. when we begin to obey, amen, God will open up those windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough. Hallelujah,
wow.
Praise God. To receive.
Wow.
Hallelujah, praise God. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. Bringing forth that message. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Being brave enough to come out with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know somebody out there saying that there they go talking about money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then you'll go pay somebody to try to teach you how to make some money.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Come on, Elder.
Praise God. You'll go take the seminars. You'll go take the classes. Hallelujah. But you don't want to hear what the man of God got to say about it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And before we can move forward, hallelujah, with the process, we got to tell you what the basics is. Before we watch this. Before we can start classes and seminars on money management, on financial aid, on investing in the stock market, on Bitcoin, on all that other stuff, before we can start teaching you about that, we first got to tell you got to put God first.
Yes.
That part.
Yes.
That part, man of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm. We want to get to the
hallelujah.
Rest of it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But before we can get to the rest of it, see, you don't want to get to God first. You so worried about those steps, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus.
Wow.
Praise
wow.
God. Hallelujah. Well, let's just get to it. I'm ready to get to the bag. That, ain't that what you see on your social media? I'm getting to the bag.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. But you got to put God first. Even the world, when the world win them awards, what they say, we got to put God first. That we sin it every day. But when it comes to our money, we put God first.
Yes.
I don't understand. The mafia pay their tithes. They got sense enough to know something. It's something about this money thing. Hallelujah. It ain't the biggest thing. Remember when he was talking about tithes and I believe it's the book of Matthew, he was talking about tithes and he said that's the lighter part of the law, but it's part of the law. Hallelujah.
Mm.
The heavier part is the grace, the mercy, and the justice. Hallelujah. But he said you should practice the whole thing. Amen. And it's the same for us. Hallelujah. Yeah, we should teach the heavier part of the law, but we should teach the whole law, which includes the lighter part of the law. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because once you learn how to be grateful, once you learn how to have mercy, once you learn how to love your brother and love God, hallelujah, once you learn these things, then God can bless you financially and you won't be so hateful with your money. Hallelujah. You won't be so evil and vindictive with your money. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you'll know how to put God before everything. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank God on this Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
we thank God on this Sabbath day. Amen. Praise God for the man of God bringing forth the word on today. Hallelujah. It's time to start tithing. It's time to start giving.
Yes, hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Step number one. Glory God. Hallelujah. To financial independence is put God first.
Amen.
Yes,
praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God today, amen, for that word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank God for the man of God on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank God, amen, that he came to tell us today, amen, who shall we serve? Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. And we choose today to serve you, Lord. Hallelujah. We choose to put you first in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. And we ask, Lord, that we lift the man of God up to you today. We ask that you bless him.
Yes,
hallelujah. That you continue to bless him mentally. You continue to bless him spiritually. Hallelujah. You continue to bless his health, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that you bless him so much that it spills over into his household, Lord. That his wife, Lord, that his children be blessed. Hallelujah. That his neighbors be blessed. Hallelujah, Lord, that the blessing of him, Lord, hallelujah, shall magnify a neighborhood on today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Replenish him every bit. Hallelujah, a virtue that he has poured out onto your people on today. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we praise you. Hallelujah, we thank you for all that you've done today. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, and amen. Bless God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. And I believe Joshua said, as for me in my house. Hallelujah. See, you can
Lord,
do, I told somebody else today, hallelujah. He said, man, I got it set up to, hey, man, I got all these girls over here at the house, two, three of them over there with me right now. Hallelujah. All on one accord. I said, that's all right. That's what you got going on over there, brother. Hallelujah. Amen. But as for me in my house, hallelujah, praise God. And we got to start doing our finances like everybody else, because somebody going to tell you, don't give your money to that man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even though you just heard the word. Now, watch this. The Lord told me to tell you this because it's going to happen. It's going to happen before Wednesday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because you're going to be telling somebody about this, and they're going to tell you, don't be giving your money to that man. He need to go get a job. Glory to God. Mm. They need to be working. Wow. Hallelujah. Watch this. They not going to ask if he has a job. Y'all hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're not going to find out if he's working yet or not. They're going to jump to conclusions and assume. Hallelujah. Amen. And the advice to you going to be, don't give your money, hallelujah, to that man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, how you going to give it to God unless you give it? Y'all ain't hearing me, praise God.
When
I go to KFC, I want to buy some chicken. I can't give my money directly to the colonel. Hallelujah, praise God. I got to give my money to the person that's representing the colonel.
Come on.
Hallelujah, praise God. And the man of God is the one who is representing God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because if you want God to come get it himself, you might as well pack your bag. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to say that again. If you want God to come get the money himself, hallelujah, you want him to come personally get the tithes and the offering, you might as well cut your bag, because when he come back, that's when it's time to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God has sent somebody today, praise God, with a word. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, hallelujah, about the tithes and the offering. And a lot of people that listen to the broadcast, they call in, don't have a church home. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Now, if you got a church home, amen, by all means, take your tithes, hallelujah, to your church home. Praise God, amen. If that's what you choose to do, I'm not going to argue with you. Hallelujah, amen. If you want to call the apostle and if y'all two can talk about, amen, that issue between y'all, praise God, amen. That's not what I'm here for right now, praise God. I'm saying, but there's also the offering. He said, high man, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. When you come before the man of God, you're not supposed to come empty-handed, praise God. You can't go nowhere and get no advice without paying some kind of fee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where you think they got it from? Where you think the world got these motivational speakers from? They stole it. They stole it from the church.
Not the word.
Hallelujah. Half the motivational speeches they got come straight from the word of God. Positive thinking. Hallelujah. Positive talking. Hallelujah. Speak these things, hallelujah, into the universe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know a bootleg copy of the Bible when I see one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we going to pay all that money to hear what the preacher's already been saying, but we don't want to give the preacher no money because we scared of what he going to spend the money on. Hallelujah. Although you see the motivational speaker has a plane, the motivational speaker has a Bentley, the motivational speaker has a $5,000 suit on, hallelujah, with $2,000 shoes and $500 socks.
Oh, Lord.
We see that, but we don't want the man of God. And isn't it crazy how we think, glory to God, hallelujah.
Mm.
There's something wrong with the way we think, glory to God, hallelujah. I'd rather have a man of God have the money, hallelujah, than this guy, because I don't know what this guy doing. This guy probably got, five or six women waiting for him on that airplane, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if anybody out there, amen, praise God, amen, don't have a church home and you want to tithe into this ministry, hallelujah, or praise God, you want to give an offering into this ministry, praise God, the information on how to do so is at the bottom of your screen, praise God. Those of you that's out there, amen, listening on Blog Talk Radio, if you called in, let me see who's on the line, praise God. Yeah, everybody on the line already know how to sow, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. But if you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, amen, listening to the recording or listening to us live, hallelujah, the information is on the screen. Now you can get in contact with us, amen, and we encourage you, if God puts it on your heart, hallelujah, to do so. Like the man of God said, the Lord said, take the offering from those who want to give it. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God.
Good morning.
Amen. We ain't finna, you know, some of them churches out there tell you you're going to hell if you don't pay it, and you can't go to this church. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need help, I'm not going to help you because you ain't been paying your tithes. Hallelujah. Praise God. God ain't tell you to go check the book. God ain't tell you go check the book. I'm going to leave it alone. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Go ahead,
Elvis. No, you got to check that book and make sure. No, God. Okay, when, next time you need some grace and mercy, God say, I'm going to go check the book and see. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God today, amen, for the word of God. We thank God that the man of God brought forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants everybody to prosper. He said, I came that you will have life and have it more.
Abundantly,
both spiritually and physically. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God on today. Praise God. So we thank God on today for everybody that called in and tuned in. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his closing announcements and the benediction. It's back in your hands, my brother. Praise God.
Amen. Bless you, Elder. Bless you. Amen. I pray that everyone was immensely blessed through the word that the Lord sent. Amen. From this day forward, no more working for money. We're going to make money work for us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And our elder, as you were speaking, you know, the Lord was saying that the reason why he put tithes and offerings, one of the reasons, is so that we could learn how to manage our money. God says, if we faithful with a little, he'll make us ruler over much. Come on here, somebody. We want God to bless us with 1,000, and we can't even be faithful with 100. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
We want 100, but God saying, what will you do with $10? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
But God watches how he handles, how we handle his money. And it's actually his because he's the one that blessed us to have it. But God want to make sure that we're not in love with money because the Bible says that the love of money, not money itself, but the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
God ain't afraid of you having no money. But are you afraid? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, you know, I don't want to get it because it's going to change me. Well, you don't need nothing that's going to change you. And that's why God ain't allowing to come, because you're not being faithful with it. And so God says the minute that you become faithful,
Then God says, he'll release what you need. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Are there any questions? Are there any questions? I want to make sure that there are no questions right now.
Well, I have a question.
Anybody? Yes.
Okay, about tithe and offering. You got to do that at the same time? You got to tithe and offer?
Yes. Yes, honey, tithe and offering.
So you got to do it both at the same time. You can't just tithe one day and offer, do the offering the next day. You got to do it both at the same time.
Yeah, both at the same time. Because if you go back to Malachi, he said bring the tithe and offering.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't understand, we cheating God right there. Because if God said bring the tithe and the offering, why we just bring a tithe and not the offering? That's cheating too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know somebody that did that. They just brought the tithe and not the offering. But the Lord said, I want both.
Yeah.
Are there any more questions? That's a good question. But it's sad when you see people that have been in ministry for a long time, older people do that, you know? They bring a tithe and then don't bring an offering. But when you've been in there long enough, you should know better, you know.
Amen.
Some of you be trying to hold back on the slide. Like, well, you know, I'm gonna hold back. But then you wonder why things ain't moving like you want them to, because you holding back. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-mm.
But the Lord said tithe and offering. And everybody understand what the tithe is for? And God don't want us worrying about us giving to our leader. We should want our leader to be blessed. Because guess what? When the Lord bless me, he going to bless you for blessing me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You should want your leader to have the best, because then I'm going to speak for God to bring the best to you. Come on here, somebody.
I'm on it.
I shouldn't be the only one getting rich. I want all who God has appointed with me to prosper too. Come on here, somebody. Some preachers just want themselves to have it, you know, to be looking good. No, you should want your congregation to look good.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's a reflection. Come on here, somebody. And then they can be able to testify and say, since I've been under this ministry, God has done nothing but bless me. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And so we give God praise and glory and honor and adoration. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there anybody else that got a question? Because I want all of our minds to be clear after the day. I'm telling you, God getting ready to change our life after this.
Yeah.
Those who are faithful and obedient to the word.
Yeah.
Because how many of you know that faith without works is dead? You can hear the word, but if you don't move on what you heard, it's just like you haven't heard it. Come on here, somebody. So the enemy don't mind you hearing it. He get nervous when you move on what you hear. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because when you move on what you hear, that means that you get ready to break away from him. Or I wish somebody would give God a praise right there.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. So our minds and hearts are clear.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want to leave nobody out. So everybody understand fully?
Yeah.
Amen. So we give all praises to God. Amen. We're now getting ready to dismiss. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Thank you for what our ears have heard. Lord, I pray that as they have heard your word, that they will move at your command and be obedient to what you tell them to do. Thank you, Lord, that we will be obedient to the tithe and the offer. We thank you that we know what the tithe is for. We thank you that we know what the offering is for. We thank you that no more will we work for money, but money will work for us. We give you praise for blessing the ground now, Lord. Hallelujah. As we become obedient to what you tell us to do, we give you praise and glory for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Nice. Well, you are now dismissed. And I take you back over to the hands of our dear, dear brother, Elder Andre. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We will see y'all next week. Amen. Same time. It's 10 o'clock Pacific time. Amen. 12 o'clock Central time and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard time. Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, amen, featuring myself, Elder Andre Prevost, and my brother in Christ, hallelujah, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, amen, from Texas, California. We are bringing the word of God, amen, on behalf, praise God, amen, of the first ladies, amen, and ourselves. We thank each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed day. God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on today. Y'all have a blessed one. Go with God. We're going to see y'all next time on Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah. Ministry. I'm going to leave y'all with the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's how we do it. Praise God. Have a blessing. See y'all next time.
Yeah. We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. They're gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Knowing the truth. Let's go.
Spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
Your
spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Watch.
I'm like David, but the dance, I'ma close. Why? Cause I know I've been chosen. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from front of beginning. They think we deal the way we live. And the only thing we giving is the liver.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time and then he gave me mine. Man,
your spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move.
move your feet. You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left and move to the right, then lean with the rock with it. I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
Your
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet. You
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left and move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock.
I'm like David, about to dance on my clothes. Why? Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises.
Praises.
You just praying, but what is you saying?
What you saying?
My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God-given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay repping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna.
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it.
Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions.
Uh-huh.
And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we gonna do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do. It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our
life.
Yeah.
Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop.
Had me on the news with ya, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody, nobody,
nobody wanna fail.
Nobody,
nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't part of what I did, I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me.
Forgot about me, huh?
Well,
yeah,
they forgot about me. Ever, ever
listen to me. This is good.
It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame, but no one day we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. I'm gonna give y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind.
Really?
I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die.
Yeah.
See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God.
Okay.
I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word because they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.